Good morning, everyone. Today is the 24th of April, 2022, Sunday morning. I hope you're having a good weekend. Why does Elon Musk get so much attention? Not only in the media, mainstream media, but also in alternative media, via his own website, on YouTube. Well, because Elon Musk is a symbol of Psalm 2. Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? That is a symbol Elon Musk is reporting. Musk says that you cannot have religion and science. You have to have one or the other. Well, true science is the Bible, Elon, whether you want to recognize that or not. True science is the reality that God created the heavens and the earth. True science is that man fell in the Garden of Eden. It's not only science, it's a historical fact. True science is that when man sinned, he became, as God said, in the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. And it plunged the whole human race into sin. And since that time, every man that's been born has been conceived in sin. And that's why we suffer pain, physical pain today. That's why we earn our living by the sweat of our brows. That's why we grow old and die. And, of course, Elon Musk is trying to create an alternative universe in Mars by saying he's going to send 1 million people to Mars. Elon Musk is playing God. He's denying the Bible. The Bible says that this earth is going to be burnt up and destroyed. And that includes all the planets, all the stars are going to fall from heaven. There's going to be a new Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven. We are told in the Bible that we are eternal beings. We are going to be eternally in this new Jerusalem, or we are going to be cast into everlasting damnation and hell. There's no other alternative. There's only two alternatives where we're going to spend eternity. Well, where does one get the faith to believe that all things are held in God's hands? Where does one get the faith to believe that if one has been a recipient of God's grace, that he is also, or her, he or she has also been predestinated unto adoption? Where does one get the faith to believe that? Well, we're told in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the 2nd verse, that He, Jesus Christ, is the author and the finisher of our faith. By the way, Jesus Christ is the author of everything. There's nothing that doesn't exist without Christ. we are told in Colossians that he is before all things, and by him all things consist. We are told in Ephesians chapter 1 that he works all things after the counsel of his own will. And that includes raising up someone like Elon Musk to strut his stuff. Elon Musk is a modern-day Pharaoh. Look at all these things I have done. There's quite a few of them out there. Jeff Bezos, Zuckerberg of Facebook, guy that owns, was in charge of YouTube. These modern-day pharaohs are strutting their stuff, but one of these days, their chariots are going to come, their wheels are going to come off their chariots just like pharaohs. One of these days, these people that are strutting their stuff are going to bite the dust. God said he will not share his glory with another. Well, Pharaoh found out. There's been other people in history find out. They weren't so big and mighty as they thought they were. And they were brought down. God is in control. He is sovereign. There's no maverick molecules. If there were any maverick molecules, God would not be God. And so this morning, when you see Musk strutting his stuff, or Jeff Bezos, or Zuckerberg, or any of these multi-billionaires thinking that they are invincible, they're not invincible. They're not going to always be where they're at now, where they have billions and billions and billions of dollars at their access. You know, one of these days they're going to find that all their money will perish with it. The love of money is the root of all evil, the Bible tells us. So that's kind of what's on my mind this morning. I hope that you all have a good weekend. Let us always remember that God's plans always come into fruition. God's plans never fail. Man does not meet his self-appointed time frames, but God's always on time. God is always on time. Looking back in history, we see events unfold. And the greatest story in history is the greatest story ever told. And it's not just a novel. No, the story is true, how God sent his son to die to redeem his chosen few. The plan was determined between the Trinity, and this great story in history would be a certainty. God would redeem his people, a ransom he would pay. Christ would be slain on Calvary in history on that day. May the good Lord be with you today, is my prayer. God bless.